Thanks for joining me for Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Tons of food goes to waste each year in St. Louis. One group is trying to make people more aware and find creative ways to change their food use habits. The Green Dining Alliance, hosting the St. Louis Food Waste Challenge for the second year. In studio this morning is Jillian Garland, Program Manager for the Green Dining Alliance. Good morning and thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Megan. Thank you so much for having me.
Give us a sense of how much food goes to waste each year in the St. Louis region.
Yeah, the St. Louis region actually wastes 1.33 billion pounds of food each year, unfortunately, and 22% of that comes from restaurants.
That's just crazy to think how much food that is. Why all the waste?
Yeah, I think part of it comes from restaurants not really knowing what to do, how to keep things safe. And also, we live in a place where we have to go and get these large hauls of groceries before, in order to keep up with our day to day. So I'm just going in and trying to help people figure out ways to solve that.
Let's talk about the food waste challenge. What is this specifically?
So the Green Dining Alliance is a third party certification system that certifies restaurants in the St. Louis area to be more sustainable. Right now we have 93 different restaurants on our roster. And six of those took the challenge this year to reduce how much food they're putting in the landfill. So I went in and I helped dig through their trash and their compost, the less glamorous side of this work, right? And I did what is called an audit. And I'm about to get their post-challenge audits next week. And I'll give you guys some fun data later next month. But I go in and give them targeted solutions on how to reduce their waste. Part of that is, hey, you guys are ordering way too much of this one ingredient. Maybe we should look at maybe having more than one drop off of this ingredient this week. Other things could be looking at how they're storing these ingredients. Are you storing apples in the fridge to keep them fresh? Are you storing tomatoes at room temperature to keep them from going mealy? These solutions that are really easy and can save the restaurants a lot of money.
The one thing that you did say that gives me hope, though, is that restaurants are composting. So at least it's not completely going to waste.
Yes. So about a quarter of our members are composting in our program, and we provide grants and subsidies to help cover that. But we had a new restaurant, Panorama, from the St. Louis Art Museum that decided to start composting this year as a result of the challenge. Just super exciting to see. I'm always really excited to see more of them get on board. But unfortunately, composting is not the solution to all of our problems. If you look at the EPA wasted food scale, which is on the Earth Day website, if you guys are interested, the composting is actually at the lower end of that scale. It's less recommended than just preventing having to throw it away in the first place. So we would rather you guys repurpose the ingredients into something new or donate it to someone who actually needs it.
So you talked about smarter ordering and maybe better storage of some of the food items. Now you just mentioned repurposing ingredients. That sounds a little weird.
I understand. So it is innovative uses for things that might have otherwise ended up in their compost or their trash. So last year for our challenge, Flavor 360, a local Maplewood restaurant, decided to come up with a recipe for their carrot tops. So they made a carrot top vinaigrette. And we actually just made a reel on our Instagram showing how to make that and have a bunch of our staff go ahead and try it on camera for you and tell you how good it is. But it's taking those carrot tops and putting them into something to use on your salad rather than tossing it.
It makes me think of the old stories of Wendy's where they take the hamburger patties they haven't used and they turn it into their chili, right? Yeah. Is that another example?
Exactly. That is a wonderful example. And as long as things are staying within their food safe background, then they're definitely A-okay to go do that. A couple of places, they took their tomato cores, Alpha Brewing Company down in Tower Grove South. They took their tomato cores and made it into a pico de gallo. That's another example that things they were just throwing away that very tasty on some nachos or with a burger, you know? So it was super fun to see all these fun recipes. And this year, I'm challenging all of the restaurants to make those recipes and bring them to our challenge celebration in November to have the public come and try them and realize that this could be a tasty solution to a problem that we shouldn't really have, because how many people need more food in their day to day?
Now, you mentioned the regulations that restaurants are under. I'm also thinking, too, the time crunch. What kind of commitment does it take for a restaurant when, you know, they're trying to get those items out to their customers and keep their bottom line strong to try to take this time to create extra things out of things that normally they would be scraps?
Yeah, of course. That is part of the reason why there are only 6 restaurants are doing it this year. It's difficult. I'm not going to lie. And I applaud each and every restaurant that wants to work with us to reduce that. I would say that it takes a chef and a general manager and an owner that are all willing to put that time and that sacrifice into it. Composting, I wouldn't say is very much of an extra time to their day to day, but to create those innovative recipes, it does take a little bit of ingenuity and inspiration as well.
We're just about out of time, but you know, you mentioned that really only about 25% is the restaurants. The rest is probably us in our homes. Give us one or two tips to try to be more responsible about the food we bring in.
Yeah, unfortunately, in the U.S., 40% of what we're buying for our homes goes in the bin and goes to the landfill. So a couple things I would suggest you guys do is make a list of what you're planning to cook that week before you go to the grocery store and go grocery shopping more regularly. Your freezer is your friend. So throw things that might be starting to go bad in your freezer to make meal prepping in the future a bit easier for you. And maybe look into composting and seeing if your area will work with you on that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to hearing what these restaurants come up with and their challenge. And just to make sure I've got it correct, your website is really easy. It's just greendiningalliance.org. Is that correct?
Correct.
Fantastic. Jillian, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you all at the challenge celebration on November 19th.
Sounds great. That is Jillian Garland, Program Manager for the Green Dining Alliance, joining us this morning on KMOX.